You know, one of my favorite testimonials was a testimonial you gave us back in, I think, 2011, I'm not sure. But you had a say there that's really one of my favorite saying up today. You said, there's a lot of people online say a whole lot of nothing. You know, and that was 2011, so it's 2016 right now. If you see how far we've come since then, it's gotten even worse.
It's worse.
And you know, I like to look at it like this. You know, I mean, things are getting faster. There's a lot more noise, and it just means the more the need for you to really stand out and have some kind of value to bring to the table. But there's something that hasn't really gotten old, and that's if you learn the craft. If you learn the craft and you give value out here, there's just very low competition in that arena right there, you know? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, this is the era of a trade and skill, not a degree. Hmm. So you get paid in this day and age for what you know and what you can do with what you know. Hmm. It's not about certifications and stuff matter, but it really is about mastering your craft. I mean, you have kids now who are 16 years old who have multi-million dollar businesses because of them spending that time behind their computers or whatever and figuring out how to become a problem solver. And, you know, you said it best, like, it never gets old being somebody that can really create value. I tell people don't need any more information. People need transformation. They need a true encounter that makes them feel like, oh my gosh, I now see how this works to my life and I can apply it and truly see a difference. Sure. With all this noise, you know, I did a video the other day, it's getting out of hand with people who are bringing out $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 programs and they just get people in them and then they dump them and go look for the next lead. Yeah. You know, and people are being suckered like left and right to pull extreme amounts of money out because of somebody's ability to put a pretty brand out there on the internet.
Yeah.
But I tell people, you can be wealthy. The people who make some of the most money, their websites suck.
Yeah.
You don't even know, like, they're not even on social media. They have a website that somebody else managed because they're so focused on teaching and training and giving hardcore value and physically impacting people that they're not sitting around coming up with the most clever Facebook ads. They might hire a company for that later in life, right? But, you know, it's about what you can give and what you can bring to the table. And like you said, your ability to stand out from the crowd. I was telling somebody, I said, you know, you have so many frauds out. I'll never forget when I was in high school on career day, we had this guy come. I think he worked for the IRS or he was CIA or FBI or something like that. And he talked about the fact that in their training, they had to study every dollar currency, every currency that they had, every dollar amount, the dollar bill, the $5, $2, $20. He said they had to study it so much where they understood every intricacy of it that every time a counterfeit came across, they immediately spotted it out because they were so ingrained into what the real deal looks like.
Yep.
What's happening now in this era for most of us, when you put that time in to really invest in your industry, you become so ingrained on what the real deal is that you can spot out a fake a mile away. And you start finding yourself being very, what I call discerning on people who you get connected to. You know, I recently had an encounter with somebody that I looked up to because their brand was brilliant, but it took one meeting with them that I realized I'm paying you to coach you. There's no way you might be good at certain things, but you're not qualified to lead me. They just weren't qualified because every question I asked, they didn't know anything about it. And I just pulled my business from. I'm like, no, this is not who I need to be doing business with. I didn't feel good about it. I could tell that that person was all about getting the money and there was no true interest in investing in your growth. And I cut the cord. I'm like, no, I'm not doing business with you. Yeah. And so, you know, we have to be very clear on what we want, and it all starts with you understanding your vision, and then now you start aligning the right fit with that vision with the people who you associate yourself with. So I know
absolutely,
I said
absolutely crazy stuff. Available on iTunes and youtube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post, and please subscribe today. Thanks.